It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
It's the holidays, and there's no better way to celebrate than with a glass of sparkling wine. I asked Josh Hammond with Buster's Liquors and Wines to talk to us about my favorite holiday libation.
People love bubbles during the holidays because it's a time to be festive. It's a celebratory type drink. It sparkles just along with all the Christmas lights and the decor that people have up.
Most folks refer to all sparkling wines as champagne, but that's really not the case.
To be called champagne, it really has two requirements. One, that it's made in Champagne, France, which is a particular region in France, and it's done also by a particular method, which they call méthode champenoise, which basically means it's fermented in the bottle.
Both champagne and its popular counterpart Prosecco are part of a larger category of sparkling wines. So how does Prosecco differ from champagne?
Prosecco is distinctively Italian. It is made in the Veneto region of Italy, just north of Venice, and it's made with the Glera grape, which is commonly referred as Prosecco.
Another difference is the fermentation process.
It is made with the tank method.
By being made in large batches in a single tank, it is often priced less than a French champagne. Whichever you choose, remember.
So the glassware is important for champagne, and there's usually two kinds that are used. There's a kind of a flat squatter bowl that you'll see stacked on tables that makes a nice presentation, but then there's the flute, and that's what most people prefer, and because you can really see the bubbles kind of rise in the glass.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Cheers!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.